Welcome to day one of Awakening Your Intuition. I'm going to give the algorithm a little bit of time to do what it does and let people know that we are live today. If you are new here, hi, I'm Karina, the Madam of Transformation here at the Witch's Inn, or if you are in the Facebook group, The Liberated Witch, Awakening the Witch Within, I am the admin there. So it is so nice to meet you. It is so nice to meet your acquaintance, and I am so glad that you are joining me here today to help yourself awaken your intuition. Now, I am using StreamYard, and what that means is that you're going to have to grant StreamYard permission so that I can see your beautiful name, take up some space, which liberate yourself and welcome yourself into this group. As well, during this entire four-day experience, I am going to be tallying all your participation. So it is to your benefit to introduce yourself, say hello, either in the comment section down below, or if you feel like it, make a personal post, introduce yourself. Why did you sign up for Awakening Your Intuition? What are you hoping to get out of the group even after Awakening Your Intuition? But I would love, love, love to see your names in the comments so that I know who I'm talking to, who's here, and who is stepping into this amazing portal with me today. Now, before we get going, again, I'm just waiting for a few more people to pop on here. It is the Gemini new moon, and I purposely picked the Gemini new moon to start this. So whether you are watching live or whether you are watching at some point in the replay, please know that this has found you at the best time. So I'm just going to pop this comment up onto the screens here. See how it says Facebook user, hello. So I am using StreamYard, which means that I can't see you unless you grant StreamYard permission or after every single comment, you write your name. I can't see it. And I would love to address you, like to actually use your name to say hello to you. So I see that this person is new here. I also see that Rochelle is joining, and she is a veteran witch here at the Witch's Inn and the Liberated Witch. So, all right. So I'm going to introduce myself a little bit here. Like I said, my name is Karina, and I am the founder of the Witch's Inn, the Liberated Witch. And I started the Witch's Inn back in 2019. So I have been working with the power of intention since about 2014, 2015, when I took my very first intuition class, Reiki class. I took an intuition class when I was 19, and really stepping into that. And ever since then, my witchy abilities have grown, and I've really stepped into this power of knowing. Rama, nice to meet you. All right, so witches, as we get into this question for the group, and please make sure to, answer this, even if you're watching the replay. What does intuition mean to you? When you think of intuition, when you stepped into this portal, when you stepped into this, when you signed up for this four-day workshop, what do you think? What comes to mind? What comes to your gut when you think of intuition? Now, when I first started working with intuition, I definitely thought that this meant that, I would hear from spirit and I would be in this place where, me and the universe were co-conspiring together in order to really kind of receive the downloads that I was getting and put them out into the world in a really beautiful, not chaotic way. And when I started working with the chakra system, when I started working with the power of intention, I really started to see that intuition is much more than external sources or our upper three chakras, that crown chakra, that third eye chakra, and that throat chakra. You know, when you're kind of like getting into the witchy world of paranormal or supernatural, it is a lot of like ghosts, spirit, grandma, grandpa, mom, dad, friends coming to visit you, visiting your dreams, right? Communicating with you in a way that kind of helps you create or see the future or premonitions into the future. But like I said, I'm interested to hearing what you think intuition means to you. And I want to remind you that like the more you participate, the better chance you have at winning the Liberated Witch Portal, which opens up June 21st, which is over a $2,000 prize, as well as a tarot reading with me or an awakening session. So we got like a lot of prizes up for grabs for you amazing intuitives that are joining me. All right. So I don't see any comments from people of what does intuition mean to you. So I am going to move on because I want these to be quick and easy, accessible for the group here. But again, if you're watching the replay or if you come back later and you want to comment, please do so. So day one, today we are learning about understanding how intuition works and how your shadow stories keep you from your intuition. Okay. So how many people here have said, I knew that would happen. I knew that would happen. I knew that this was going to go down the way that it, like, you know, it did. And I wish I would have listened to my gut. I wish I would have listened to all the things that were kind of telling me this was going to happen. All right. So it looks like we have a little bit of delay here. So Rochelle says, intuition just always makes me think of like gut feeling you get at certain times, for sure. And then Facebook user says, when I connect to my mystical side. All right. I would love this Facebook user to let me know a little bit about what your mystical side means to you. And so Rochelle's comment here, you know, it's a gut feeling. This exactly relates to what I'm saying here on the comment here. You know, I knew that would happen. I knew that was going to happen. And so, hi, Shelly, nice to see you here. Shelly's saying, yeah, I just know things. I have a knowing for things. Amazing. So this tells me that a lot of you are already connected to your intuition. And so hopefully over these next 4 days, you can really tune into and hear your own intuitive knowing and learn how to trust it. And that's what day one is all about, leaning into and learning how to trust, not doubt. And of course, what would be this Gemini new moon without some clear out with these allergies? All right. So like I said, these upper three chakras really help us connect to spirit. Okay. And a lot of times people might think that that is where our mystical side comes from. That is where our witchy side comes from. If we can't hear spirit, if we can't see spirit, if we can't connect with kind of the signs or synchronicities of life, then we aren't connected to our intuition. And I'm here to tell you that that's simply not true. That is a secondary acceptance of your intuition. Intuition comes when you are really listening and responding, not reacting, responding to that gut feeling. So when we're first stepping into this, this can feel like complete and utter chaos, especially if we have been told to doubt our knowing. If we have been told to not trust that intuitive knowing of, yeah, I knew this was going to happen. I knew that if I did this or if they did this, that this was going to be the outcome. So that's what we're going to look at today. And this rotates, this really resonates down into this root chakra and our sacral chakra. And where those are located, your root chakra is located at the base of the spine. And this is responsible for your stories. And your sacral chakra is in that pelvic bowl, that womb space. Okay. And this is how those stories come into creation, how we step into the creation of life. This is also where we learn how to trust that knowing of self, where we trust and learn how to respond to that in an intuitive knowing. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about how we can step into that story. So what happens is, let's take, the reason why I started this was because so many people were reaching out to me going, I think I'm starting to see spirit, but I don't know what the messages are. I don't know how to interpret what's coming through. And my response was, well, what do you think the messages are? How are you trusting what's coming forward? Are you asking other questions? Are you tuning in, or are you still sourcing out? So today is all about knowing thyself. So it's really important when we're stepping into our intuition to see the story that's playing out in our life currently at this time. What's going on around you? What are you trying to manifest? What are you trying to bring in? What are you trying to call into your life or step into your life or clear away from your life? Maybe you're on a really big healing journey right now. And so, you know, you're seeing or hearing or sensing a lot of spirit around you. And you're like, I just can't, like, you know, is grandma or grandpa, or are these spirits like, it's validation, right? Are they wanting me to be where I need to be right now? So when we step into that root chakra, when we step into that sacral chakra, this really helps us solidify our intuition. It allows us to trust it. So when we see, right, that upper chakra system stepping in and being like, okay, I'm sensing spirit around me. I'm sensing that, like, I know this is going to happen. I know something is going to happen. What we do is we start to look at the story of doubt. Why am I doubting that this isn't going to happen? What is the story, or what is a previous knowing that told me that I shouldn't trust what is coming from my inner earth, right? This is stepping into our body. So five things that can help with this are, of course, our five senses or the five clairs. What are you hearing? What are you seeing? What are you smelling? What are you feeling? And what are you kind of like, what's coming to your vision? What's coming to that upper chakra system? And dropping into the body to allow these five clairs to help awaken that trust, to help awaken that knowing. You know, when you taste something, what's the memory that's triggered that kind of brings forth this story of doubt from your root chakra that stops you from creating the intuitive knowing, right? The outcome that you desire within this intuitive knowing, within this premonition, okay? One way that is really good with this, with kind of calming the nervous system and stepping into this really, you know, juicy intuitive knowing for self, is to have an affirmation. I always recommend having an affirmation of like, I surrender or I trust, to calm the nervous system, to calm that doubt story. Another thing that I'm going to recommend, and I'm going to be putting this in the email as well as other witchy tips in order to help you get into that, you know, how your intuition works and to discover your own shadow stories around your intuition is, oh my gosh, it just went away from me. So we're talking about affirmations. So I trust, I surrender. I'm going to have to write it down. I can't remember now. Of course this happens. So the doubt story. Okay. I trust, I surrender. Sinking in to that. Stepping into chaos. Okay. So that's what I was going to say. Stepping into chaos when it comes to your root or your sacral chakra. And what does this mean? Listening and responding to your intuitive knowing. So let's use the example of you are trying to build a new habit around work or your lifestyle. All right. And you just know that like this new thing is going to completely change your life. That is an intuitive knowing. That is an intuitive download. That's saying, okay, I can create a premonition in my mind of where I want to be in however many year time, however many months time, however many weeks time. That means stepping into and trusting the chaos of life. Now, when we are introducing our intuition, that means that we have to step out of our comfort zone. Stepping into chaos. It's rewriting that root chakra, that sacral chakra knowing. So what are you going to do? You're sitting at the TV, right? You're watching Netflix, okay? This is your comfort zone. All of a sudden, you get an intuitive hit that says, you should go journal right now, or you should go for a walk right now, or you should go clean the dishes right now. You should go do this. And you say to your intuition, I'll get to it. I'll remember and I'll get to it. You are denying that intuitive knowing. You are creating mistrust in your intuition. And the more that you do that, the more that your intuition says, okay, I can't be trusted. I can't be trusted to step into and embrace the chaos that's going to bring me to where I see myself in a week's time, in 5 months' time, in 10 years' time. So it's stepping into the chaos and not putting timelines on how long something should take. So for instance, you just sat down, you just got comfy watching Netflix for the night, and all of a sudden you get an intuitive download that says, hey, I need to journal. Your immediate story, that shadow story says, I just sat down. I just got comfy. I deserve to relax right now, 100%. But you're being faced with an intuitive decision. Am I going to stay on the road that I'm on right now? Or am I going to activate my free will and I'm going to get up and I'm going to embrace the new story, the new timeline that's wanting to happen? So you embrace chaos. All of a sudden you get all, we're going to use journaling as a kind of metaphor here. You get all your journaling material out and there is a block. I can't actually journal right now. So you just start writing. I can't journal right now. Nothing's coming to mind. Why did I get up from my Netflix show? I was so comfy. All of a sudden you get another intuitive download. Actually, I really want to go for a walk. Oh my gosh, it's like 9 o'clock at night. Why should I be walking right now? I just sat down to journal when all I wanted to do was continue on my Netflix journey. Well, intuition says, you know, embrace the chaos, surrender, step into the trust of knowing that this is going to bring me somewhere juicy. So, okay, I'm going to get my shoes on and I'm going to go for a walk. So you start to walk, you go around the block and you're like, okay, I'm done. So you come home, all of a sudden, you're like, wow, a situation that I've been struggling with or needing validation with is here. It's in my mind. And now that journal that I wasn't able to write, I can now sit down and I can bang out a really good action plan for how I want to get to that place in 1 week, how I want to get to that place in 5 months or 10 years down the road. All of a sudden, my future self and my current self have come together and created a brand new story. I've also created an immense amount of trust in my intuitive knowing And I step into knowing myself, knowing my energy, knowing that when my sacral and my root chakra activate and ask me to create a new path, I can step into that path, honor it, and know that when I surrender, it leads me exactly where I need to be. And so today, during this, you know, day one of understanding your how intuition works and how your shadow stories keep you from it, what my big ask is to step in and to embrace the chaos of your intuition, allowing the five clairs, which are your five senses, taste, hearing, touch, that knowing and smell, to activate later. Stop relying on the outside sources and trying to interpret outside sources of spirit and drop down into that root and sacral chakra. So what you're going to get in the email today is a little bit of music to kind of help activate these upper chakras and help you drop down into your sacral chakra. I'm going to ask you to dance a little bit as well. I'm going to have some witchy tips and a really fun activity in order to activate that shadow story and see where you can embrace the chaos of life. So if you haven't signed up yet, please do so. The link is in the description. And please participate. Let me know how this is going. If you want to, you know, practice with a buddy or kind of have like an accountability buddy for this time being, please like search in the group, ask in the group, is someone here that would like to be my intuition buddy so that we can kind of talk this out, really stepping into practice. Tomorrow, we are going to be really diving into the intention around your intuition. Why do you want to activate your intuition? Why is it important for you? Okay. All right, everyone. This was day one, understanding how intuition works and how your shadow story keeps you from it. I hope you enjoyed it. Let me know in the comments below what resonated and what you will be taking from this going forward. And I will see you tomorrow at noon. Talk to you later. Bye.